We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
At the end of it.
All right, we are here. Hour number two. Join. No need to. Don't let that shut off the conversation. We're talking with Jake McCabe off the air here about fitness testing. And why are we talking about that? Because on day one of training camp, it's the dreaded Stanley Cup champ over there. Sorry, that was. Did he win a cup, Stinsy?
I'm sure he did. He was there forever.
I think he
won one there.
Yeah.
The GO,
yeah. He was our trainer in Jersey.
Okay. Stinsy.
Yep. So anyway, Jake McCabe joining us here and talking about the bench press test back in the days. How that was the one where guys used to look forward to getting under. But training's not the same. We talked to Carter Hutton as well. How's the fitness test? How's the body fat? How's the body feeling?
It's feeling really good. This is the best I've felt in, you know, quite a few years. I was battling a couple injuries over the last couple of years, but this summer was great. I didn't really need that much treatment, which was nice. I can focus on the areas I wanted to focus on the ice and off the ice. So it was it was a really good summer to recharge.
Yeah, it's got to be a difference for you going in and having a whole off season, right? Did you have the whole? You were
healthy
the whole off season.
Yeah, I mean, I came back for the last few at the end of last year, so I was going into the summer very healthy and. I'm feeling really good.
Did you do anything different in your training this year?
Yeah, I think especially as you, have years in this league, you figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you and what you need more of and what you need less of. And kind of the older you get and the more the game's changing, it's less weightlifting and more mobility, more conditioning, more stability, focusing on those areas. I mean, at this point, pretty happy with where my strength base is at, so it's maybe only a month of weightlifting a couple times a week, and then you get your strength back, and then you start ramping it up with conditioning and whatnot.
You look big. I mean, shoulders, legs, like you look like you've bulked up, or is this just normally how you're built?
Actually, I'm even a little lighter this year, a little lighter, a little leaner. Feel really good on the ice. Just
body
really
fat under 10.
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Under 9.
I think I was 7.5.
It's fat.
That's fat.
Got a little room for growth, like you said. You don't want to set the bar too low, Petey.
Well, we talked about that, eh?
Like bar too high.
Yeah, set the bar too high. Instigators joined right now with Jake McCabe. So, tell us about the mindset going in to the season. This is a huge year for you. Congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Contract,
Thank
by
you.
The way. I mean,
Thanks.
I think everybody, Rivs obviously has expressed over the summer like how excited a guy like you must be being healthy, you know, coming in, you know, contract already done, ready to start the season and get rolling.
Yeah, no, I'm really pumped. It was really great to get that done, and especially for a couple of years here and knowing what the future holds. I mean, we're a very promising group and getting, you know, skins locked up long term, and obviously having Rass back for year two, I can only, you know, can't wait to see the strides he's going to make this year and just the other groups or other players we added through, whether it's trade or free agency, with, you know, Marcus Johansson. He's, you know, a lot of playoff experience, just a really, really talented player all over the ice. And just a lot of these pieces are really going to, and along with, obviously, our new head coach, Ralph, and we've all had great conversations with him, and we're really excited to get things going tomorrow.
What's the one thing that when you spoke with Ralph, what's the one thing that stuck out to you that, wow, this is different? I like what this guy has to say.
You know, we talked for 10, 15 minutes, right after he got the job, and it was a lot of initially just kind of, you know, family and where I live and background of that, and then we kind of got in, and he was more so all ears. He wanted to hear from me, what we want to change around here and what we think can improve and what's been good and what's been working, and that's kind of the message so far. We want a collaborative environment almost, and an environment where we trust each other and where everyone's trusting each other and what we're trying to build here.
Seems like the kind of guy. Riv and I talked about it the other day. Just when you hear him speak, I mean, I can't imagine there's one player in there that does not want to play for Ralph Krueger. Just the way he presents himself to a group.
I was getting riled up.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. He's a very approachable guy, and you know, he's when you're talking to him, you're face to face, eye to eye contact, and you know, he's just one of those guys that you want to listen to and you want to learn from. And obviously, it's very early in the season, and it's only been a couple interactions, but it's from those couple interactions, everyone's just very excited to get going with him and you know, getting into this weekend of the first 3 days of training camp here.
They have talked about on this team, leadership. Leadership groups. Your name obviously is going to be mentioned in amongst that group of guys. I know you're still a pretty young guy, like 25 or 26?
Yeah, 25, yeah. 26 next month.
I mean, it feels like you've been here for a while. You've established yourself. You certainly have an aura or demeanor about you that you exude that leadership.
Captain of Team USA, eh? Did you know that, Riv? World Juniors?
Were you played for Wisconsin also?
I did play at Wisconsin, yeah.
Were you a captain or assistant there?
Yep. I was there.
Captain?
Assistant line of last year there.
Riv, I want to introduce you to Jake McCabe.
That's why I'm asking. I know that. Anyway. This team is going to need that internal accountability. It can't come from the coaches all the time. Yes, coaches are great. They're going to give you the plans, and they're going to keep you, somewhat structured. And the accountability comes from inside the locker room,
100%.
Yep. I keep on hearing from so many players that it's tougher to talk to these young guys because their feelings get hurt and this, that, and the other, and they don't like hearing this, that. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah.
I want to know from your perspective, because you're certainly not young, but you're not old. You're like right in that age where you understand both sides.
Right.
You know, you understand a little bit more of the old school, but you understand the new guys coming up. How are you guys going to work? Because this is a pretty young hockey team.
Yep.
You know, when I'm looking at you going, hey, you seem like one of the older guys and you're only 25.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. What are you guys going to do this year that's going to change from what you've done in the past?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head right away. It's got to come within. You know, a coach can only say so much, but with the guys in the room and the leaders and, us guys that have been here for a few years now, I think we've had a lot of turnover, obviously, with the way we've finished. And, you need to continue to add pieces and see what works. And I've been through that turnover, and I see what works and what certain guys that I've played with, the Giantas, the Pominvilles, these guys that have played a long time and why they stuck around so long as well. Not only were they, unbelievable players, but they're great guys in the room. And that's something I take pride in. Like you said, I'm kind of in that, I've been around a little bit for the last few years now, but I'm still very young, so I can relate to the young guys and the older guys. I mean, I think of myself as a veteran now on this team and a leader on this team, and I take pride in having a good relationship with everybody in the room. I'd like to think that everybody enjoys my presence and likes to hear what I have to say when I do speak up. So that's something I'm definitely going to focus on this year. Just bringing positive energy and a good just a good work ethic to the rink every day. And it's just all about competing out there.
Let's talk about obviously team goals. We know we were players, playoffs. That's where you guys want to be. But with that, everybody has to maximize potential. Everyone's got to play well, play consistent, play hard. What's a season for you look like this year? Maybe not statistically, but just where do you want your game to go?
For starters, I want to play LED too. I haven't done that in my career. The last couple of years have been a couple of bad breaks with a broken thumb and followed by a shoulder surgery and then another shoulder injury last year. But with saying that, like I said earlier, my body's feeling great, so I'm expecting to play all 82 this year and being that consistent presence on the back end, being a leader on the back end and, helping these younger defensemen, especially on our team, grow into the players that they're, their potential that they're going to be. The Rasmus Dahlin, I can't teach him too much with the skill side of things, but he's such an eager guy to learn, and he's such a great attitude. That's what's really exciting about a lot of our young guys, and as a team, just in general, we want to I think a lot of it is that team accountability that I want to see out of all of us, and it starts with obviously with Jack down on, and I put myself in that category, and a lot of us that have been here for a few years, it's time to grow up. It's time to take that next step and really look at yourself in the mirror before you, whatever comments you might have for the team, and make sure you're bringing your best to the rink every day.
You like the travel?
As far as what?
Just the travel in the league, like going around city to city, you know, dinners out and stuff like that?
Because there are guys
that just accept that it's the nature of the business, but don't necessarily love to love to hit the road. But there are other guys that like to get away.
Yeah, I mean, the way we travel, you can't really complain about it. I know we're not in commercial planes. You know, we get first class service all the way, so it makes it really easy as far as you know, moving in and out of cities and trying to get some sleep at proper times and recovering and whatnot. We have no excuses as far as
where do you sit on the plane?
Listen, I don't think you understand the question. He wants to know.
Clarify, Riv. Clarify.
Are you the book reader, the crossword puzzle guy, or are you playing poker at the back, or do you watch movies?
I got the book in front of me. I'm the scorekeeper for the card game.
That's our guy.
Scorekeeper?
That's our guy.
Are you
right
involved
there
in the game?
Yeah, I'm playing
obviously
cards.
He's
okay, keeping score.
They trust me with the numbers and.
I didn't know if
he's a college guy. He's got to use his brains for
you
something.
Always got to look out for the scorekeeper, though.
Yeah,
there's always.
I'm an honest guy, guys. Trust me.
Okay. You ever catch anybody cheating on the road in the card games?
No, nobody's cheated. I think that's an immediate boot off the table if you get caught cheating.
Could be even a boot off the plane. What's your favorite road city?
Favorite road city. Chicago's up there. I live there in the summertime, so I'm a little biased in that side of things, but. Montreal is always a good barn to play in. I mean,
would you cut the cord, eh?
Always,
just saying. That's why I didn't have kids till I was 28.
Montreal, I mean, the Bell Center is unbelievable. It's always packed every night.
Don't worry about the Bell Center. What's your spot in Montreal?
Food-wise?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're called. It's some Italian spot right around from where we stay.
Da Vinci?
I honestly couldn't.
He just said he doesn't know the name.
Some French.
I'm
going to
get it out of him because he knows.
Some French name.
Because there's always a place that you're going after
dinner.
Must
be a great Italian place if it's French. If it's got a French name. Hey? What's that French-Italian food taste like, right?
There you go.
Hey? What else, Jake? So what do you do in the summer? Your boy abandoned you. So you said you had an hour and a half.
Well, let's
to
let
kill.
Him go. Like the guy, we need to take a break.
We don't have to
answered
take
all
break.
Our questions.
What do you do in the summer?
I like
for fun, like
for
away
fun?
From
no,
training
yeah, yeah,
and away
yeah,
from
no,
hockey.
I like to go to a lot of Cubs game. I'm a big Cubs guy. They're right in that second wild card spot right now. But I like to golf, Cubs games, just kind of be by the lake, being outside as much as possible. That's my summer right there.
What's with that look?
You lost us at the baseball talk. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right? We're not really.
You've probably been to Wrigley then, huh?
Oh. You couldn't pay me to go there.
Come on.
Just kidding. I went to the Bisons game here.
Good save, Riv. Great save.
Threw out a missile. No big deal. Threw out the first pitch. They asked me. They asked me if I wanted to come back, and no, they didn't. Anyway,
well,
that's all I got.
Have you thrown out a first pitch yet?
I have not thrown out a first pitch.
Got to get you out to the Bisons. Throw out a first pitch, Jake. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Have a great training camp.
Thanks
a lot.
Guys.
We're gonna let you go.
Yeah, good seeing you.
And appreciate your time.
Of course.
All right. Well, we're not gonna break. Thanks. We're just gonna let you kind of do a little bit of a walk off.
Right,
show everybody
good.
The derriere on the way out, would you?
Look at this glute
the part
right
that's
here.
Look at the gluteus maximus. It is absolutely built for speed.
Very impressive.
Does that say U-Haul in the back? Okay. All right. Moving on. Listen, this guy has always been known. I remember when he first came on the team, and a lot of the veteran players used to talk about his approach and how serious he was as a like with in the game of hockey. I mean, you just see the way he handles himself, his demeanor. I mean, everybody has a goofy side away from the rink, but when it comes to my understanding, when it comes to work, you know, Jake McCabe shows up and he puts in the work, and he's got those leadership qualities. He was the captain of the World Juniors, and I remember watching the World Juniors, and it was, I can't remember where it was, but it was an early morning game that year, because it was the might have been in Russia, maybe. I can't remember what country they were in, and it was like 4 a.m. and I'm watching this interview, and I just remember seeing Jake get interviewed at the intermission, and he was already drafted by the Sabres, and I just remember thinking, I came on the show the next day, and I just remember thinking, this kid, he's going to make it number one, and when he does, he's going to be identified as a leader just by the way he speaks.
Yes, yes. You know, listen, I mean, I love the way he plays, too. You can he has the ability to skate. He has the ability to jump up in the rush, but he also has an element that is needed on the back end, and that's a little bit of feistiness. That's a little bit of aggression. He loves to hit, and he's a great defender. I mean, he is a guy that, when he's out of the lineup, he's a player that hurts the lineup when he's not playing, because when he is in, there is a presence. The way that he plays the game, he's extremely honest. He's got the skill set, but he's got that sandpaper that you have to have on the back end. So having him healthy this year and a great summer of training, very, very pleased having him back and healthy.
I can give you some, just off the top of my head, some Jake McCabe highlights that I'll never forget. Number one, and I feel terrible saying this because it was our, one of the guys, one of the nicest teammates I've ever had in my entire life and nicest people I've ever met in my entire life, Dan Pye, when he absolutely caught Pisey in Boston. And it was such an amazing hit. And then he got line
Jake
A.
Jake was a young, he Jake was a rookie, was rookie. At
a time. It was his first like five games. I think he just come from Wisconsin. He signed his college deal. I think he stepped in and he played like five games, I think. And he
games that year.
Yeah. He hit Pisey so hard. And then he train wrecked Patrick Laine here a couple years ago. Do you remember that hit at center ice?
Yes.
I mean, when you talk about a presence.
But also add in, did he not, I'm not sure if this is the right guy I'm thinking about. Did he not fight Matt Martin?
Yes. No, not. Yes. No, he also, Tom Wilson.
Was it Tom Wilson?
Jake, yeah. He might have fought Matt Martin too, but I know that he fought Tom Wilson last year. Tom Wilson hit somebody and Jake just jumped right in there. I mean, look, we're not saying you need a heavyweight or anything, but I mean, it's nice to know that you got a guy to a guy that a guy that'll do that, right? When you talk about characteristics and things like that. So he's that guy. And then he also has an offensive side to him as well. I
don't think it's come out yet. He hasn't played on the power play. He's not going to be a power play guy with the amount of offensive talent that we have on the team. Rasmus Dahlin, Rasmus Ristolainen, Colin Miller is going to be a guy. Montour is going to be one of those guys. I mean, he's not going to get the power play time, but he still has the ability to add offense.
Well, so his highest offensive total in 76 games, he had 20 points. That's an amazing year for a guy like Jake. For a guy that you're asking to kill penalties, what is he going to be in your bottom two pairs, right? He's not like your top pair guy, but is he a number two pair?
I would see Jake right now being the second pair defenseman,
little Risto?
Bit more physical. Yeah, I mean that's an absolutely fantastic pairing. There's no question about it. A little bit more physical, a little bit more shut down type player, but a player that when picking his spots can get up in the rush and add some offense.
We are in the main atrium here at the KeyBank Center. Training camp opens today. I mean, it opens from the standpoint of players report medicals, fitness testing. They hit the ice tomorrow. There's your boy right there, Riff. That's your new favorite player, I think, of all time. Friend of the show.
Dilsey.
See if he says anything to you. He's blowing you off. Oh, he gave you a head nod, Riv. He gave you a head nod. So we're live down here. Training camp starts, and I don't know. I mean, I shared my emotions on it. I hated training camp, but you know what? It's the nature of the beast. It's so different now too. Like they report today. They're going to be on the ice tomorrow. And I think they play Monday.
Yes, very short training camp.
When that changed, that was one of the best things that changed. You didn't get pounded into the ice and in the gym for a week straight. I mean,
well, how many guys had bad groins coming out of training camp back when we played? I mean, guys,
hip flexors, groins.
I tend to think that every single one of these guys that are at training camp right now, every single guy is in great shape. You have to be in great shape. They put a tremendous amount of effort into their training in the summer. They all come in. They're very lean. They're very strong. And I don't even know where I was going with that, but they all seem to be on the same page. They're all.
What are you talking about, groins and hip flexors?
Yeah, well, you know, back in the day, I don't think guys were in the same shape. You know, after a week and a half, 2 week long training camp, which was a grind back then, guys were getting hurt because of the training camp.
They play Monday at Penn State at the Pagula Ice Arena against the Penguins. So they did it. I can't remember if they went to Penn State last year, but I know they went a few years ago. They played Minnesota a few years ago, but that's a normal game on the schedule. But Monday, I mean, a lot of teams will start to get into preseason games on Monday. That'll probably be, I don't know. Normally the first.
It's just
the first games
it's
a younger
less
team.
Wear and tear on the body. I mean, these guys are in great shape. We went to training camp back in the day to get into game shape. These guys are already in game shape. They're ready to go, and there's less wear and tear of finding out who's going to make the team. There was 125 players at training camp in Montreal all the years that I was there. 125. How many guys are at this training camp?
I don't know.
50 maybe?
Well, 60? You have 50 contracts plus drafted players. I'd say you probably have 70 guys here.
Yeah. I mean, it's half the amount of players. And, I mean, the players that came to camp, you had all different types. There was the super heavyweight fighters. There was the grinders. There was the pests. There was the goal scorer. They came from all over the place, every different style of player. And it was a grind throughout not just 2 or 3, 4 days of training camp like these guys have. It went over 2 weeks.
So they play Monday, Tuesday at home. Oh, no. Monday at Penn State against the Penguins. Tuesday at the Blue Jackets. Friday at the Maple Leafs. Saturday, Maple Leafs are here. Wednesday, Blue Jackets are here. And then you have the last preseason game, Sunday, September 28th, Sabres at Penguins. That's a 3 p.m. game. And that'll probably be your full lineup because you start in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just a couple days later. So, yeah. So only 6 games, though, now on the preseason schedule. So, but they play, like I said to you, they open on Monday and they start, or they open on Friday, they start on Monday. And before, what was it? You'd have like 12 days before your first exhibition game. 12 days of just getting smoked on the ice. Does that sound right? Was it about 12 days, 2 weeks?
No, there was at least a week to 10 days after the last preseason game that you played. And we played 9 back when we played. Now they're only playing, what, 6?
6.
Yeah.
And then your big guys will probably only play, what, 3 of those?
Out of the 6?
Yeah.
I would think that, yeah, 3 is the magic number. You're going to try and keep your veteran top-end players at home. You're going to send a younger rookie lineup onto the road is basically what you're going to do.
I would expect, I mean, when you look at this, I would expect that home game against the Leafs, you'll probably have a few of your big guys in there.
At home?
Yeah, against the Leafs.
You'll have a heavy
veteran
Buffalo
team,
Sabre lineup in that game. And the game the night before in Toronto, you're going to have a young Buck team. That's the way they're going to handle that, for sure.
Okay. We're live down here at the KeyBank Center for the opening of training camp, just watching players, coaches, everyone walk through. Chris Taylor just walked through. I play with Tails. And I just want to say this. If you haven't seen, before prospect camp, they showed a video of him addressing all the young players. Did you see this? I played with Tails. He talked about work and on the ice, off the ice, behind the scenes. He touched on so many things. And as I'm sitting there listening to him speak, I mean, if you don't know a person that's saying what they're saying, you know, a lot of times, like, you'll hear, you know, a lot of the same thing. But I played with Tails, and everything that he's talking about, he was as a player.
Yeah.
Like, extra work. I mean, he was a star in the American League, but he was
That's why guys like Tails turn out to be the best coaches because they understand that, for an example, Chris Taylor, when he grew up as a younger player, we're talking in his teens, was probably a star.
See his junior stats?
Okay.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't need to see them because I know that in order to play in the National Hockey League, usually the grinders were still stars when they were younger, okay? Chris Taylor knew that he had to do everything in his power to try and make the National Hockey League. Yes, he had.
He might be the all-time leading scorer in London Knights history, by the way. But I don't know. But 105, 128, 122. Carry on.
What I'm saying is, you know, Tales understands the skilled aspect of the game, the power play, that because he was one of those players at a point in his career. But he also understands the penalty kill. He understands responsibilities defensively, because yes, when he got to the upper levels, the NHL, the American Hockey League, he had to play a certain style to stay there and earn a spot on the team. So when you look at his game as a whole, as a player, he was a skilled guy. He was a power play guy. He was a penalty kill guy. He's been a first liner at one point in his career, and he's been a fourth liner at another. And now you understand where you can understand all the players on your team, because you've been in that situation before. And the guys that were the guys that grinded through their careers are usually, as far as I see, the best coaches later on once they retire and they get into coaching.
Tails. We are going to take a quick break. Is that okay if we do that quickly? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the guy that just sat down with Casey Mittelstadt looks very excited to talk to us. I mean, like, why don't you just, we just talked about body language with Carter Hutton. Why don't you just have a sign on your forehead that says, I don't want to be here right now. Oh, you're just trying to recover from the bite test? Well, perfect. We'll give him a few minutes to do that. And when we come back from break, we'll be joined with Casey Mittelstadt right here on the Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is the Instigators.
All right, welcome back with one of the biggest Instigator fans known to man, Casey Mittelstadt. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, just a couple tests today and some physicals. And
well, when you sat down, you had just finished the bike. You want to just move his mic just a little bit? You just finished the bike, and you said you were straight-legging a little bit?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it's tough, but you get through it. I think the worst part is right when you get off. It's kind of all hits you, and lactic acid builds up. But, yeah, it wasn't too bad. I thought I did pretty good.
Anyone puke back there yet?
No, I not.
Because it's not a training camp unless someone blows chunks. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I know that before when the prospects did it last week before the challenge, I probably shouldn't throw him under the bus, but I will. Borg's puke. Will Borg.
Unbelievable.
That's your
I
boy.
Can't believe you just threw him under the bus.
No,
that is unbelievable.
No. He's my boy, too.
Are you that
so.
Guy, Casey? Are you the guy that, like, you know, someone throws a salt shaker and guy gets up and says, who's the dead man who threw the salt shaker? And you're kind of pointing
no.
like that guy right there.
If it was someone else, I wouldn't have done it, but I'm comfortable enough with Borks, and I'm pretty sure he probably would have done the same thing to me. So, yeah, I think we're...
Doesn't matter. That just means he's working harder than everybody else. That's what I think about Borks.
You know what?
I agree.
Puking doesn't mean you're out of shape. It means you're working hard.
Yep.
And you can spin that any way you want to. That's
then I was the hardest worker ever.
Okay, then maybe it is an out of shape thing then. Hey, so tell us, good summer training. You look big.
Minnesota?
Yep.
Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay.
You, big opportunity for you. I mean, you know, end of the year, you talked about that going into the off season, and now we're here. I mean, what's...
You look leaner.
Yeah, I think...
Still have huge legs, though.
Yeah, it was nice for me. I think, especially the last few years, I've been traveling so much in the summer, a lot of camps and things, and I didn't have to go to development camp this year or anything, so I was just kind of at home. I didn't really travel much, and just kind of got to relax and do my thing in Minnesota, which was a bit of a change for me. So it was really nice, and yeah, it was nice to be in one spot and just kind of focus on what I had to do.
You had a good rookie year, and where do you want to take that this year?
Yeah, I think,
Yeah, I think I had high expectations for myself last year, and obviously I didn't meet all of them. And this is definitely a good learning curve for me, though. I think there's a lot of things I did that.
Why do you say that you didn't reach all of them?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
are you looking at points?
No, I'm not a big guy looking into numbers. I think just the way I played and being happy with myself after a game. And I mean, for me, it was different. It was a big learning curve. I haven't played that many games in that tough of a schedule. And I think there's a lot of things I learned. Keeping track of your body away from the rink and living on your own, stuff like that was a lot different for me. So I'm kind of settled into that and figure all that stuff out. And that usually correlates to the game. So it should be good.
You were playing high school hockey 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine how many points you'd be putting up.
Oh, no, I remember last year I went home, I think, all-star break just for a couple of days. I think it was like a Saturday, and I went home. My brothers were playing, and I went to their game with my high school buddies that I played with, and even they were like, man, we watch all your games now. They're all just in college, and they're like, this is weird. Like, you were out here like 2 years ago playing. So it was funny, and it's fun to go back to, but it's weird to look at. Like, I can't imagine being out there still, but my brothers are enjoying it, so it was fun to go back.
What's taking away from what you learned so much last year, you know, the ups and downs and all arounds, the travel, you know, living on your own, you know, certain players in the league and how to play certain players. Coming into your summer training, what were some of the things that you wanted to key on throughout your summer to make you and prepare you for what you're going to do this year?
Yeah, I think a couple of main things, mostly in the weight room, I think just getting stronger and leaning out a little bit coming to this year, and then working on my conditioning too. I think even being in college, playing 40 games, like it's not that tough. Like, you play twice a week, and sometimes the second game will be hard, but when you got 3 and 4 in the NHL with travel, you get into bed late, things like that. So I think conditioning was probably my main focus, and making sure that, like, in that second and third game on the weekend, that I'm feeling good and ready to go.
Let me ask you this. We ask all players, what's your body fat?
I think I was, like, 8.4 today.
What were you last year?
Probably, like, 9.4.
Oh, so, 1%.
Yeah, it's not bad for me, I think. That's probably about as low.
Is there anybody over 10?
No, probably not. I don't think so.
Wait, why do you say it like that? It's like 10 high?
No, I don't think 10 is high. Trust me, I've been up around 10, so don't. Oh,
Riv was 12.
What about 11? What about 12.5?
No, I would say no. I think, like, I can't think of anyone. Everyone's probably under 10.
It looks very 10. Lean. They look like they have broad shoulders. They look very lean and big legs, big butt, and you know it.
We're out the rink, hey? You want to start talking like a hockey player again?
Oh, I want to get back in the room right so bad right now. It's unbelievable. I want to do this 3-minute bike. Three minutes.
I'm like, sure they'd let you do it. Yeah, I'm sure they'd let you do it.
Yeah.
Just for entertainment.
As long as they have a bucket there, I going.
So are you, last year you lived with Rasmus?
Yep.
That's not a secret, right? Everyone kind of knows that. You guys are roommates.
Yeah, that's not a secret.
Are you guys living together again this year?
Yeah, we're together right now. We're both over there just... Yeah, so, yeah.
Some guys live together just because it's convenient, and you know. But other guys live together because they're really good buddies. I mean, where are you guys on the scale?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good buddies. I think at first last year we came in, we were both the youngest guys, and along with Tage, and it just kind of happened. And now we enjoyed it last year. Now we're doing it again. I guess it wasn't even like a conversation. We just kind of knew it was going to happen. So. Yeah, we're pretty good buddies. We have quite a bit of fun.
Like,
so
you guys, you know, I know you're very young, but, like, you know, away from the rink, preparing meals, stuff like that, do you guys go out? Do you guys prepare meals together? How does it work?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good mix of both. Like, when we're here and we got time, we like to go out and get a nice dinner, go to Siena usually and get pasta and something like that. But Chef does a good job too. Like, he takes care of us. He knows that we're both pretty young and we're not the best cooks, so he'll make us dinner too, or we'll take home a box to go, and that's usually kind of our plan. It works pretty well.
Awesome.
Really? I thought you guys would cook. No one has a barbecue over there.
Well, no, but the guys on the team do a good job too. Like, if we got nights off, they'll have us over for dinner and things like that. And I mean, occasionally I'll cook. I can cook fine. I like.
You know what I forgot? Like, that's you stepped right into the NHL. I mean, we had I had 3 years in the minors of living by myself, making $45,000 a year.
Took me 3 years to realize who does your peanut laundry? Butter and toast
I
is
do
not going to get you through the NHL.
I'm not too bad with that. I don't mind laundry, but my parents come a lot too, so if my mom's here, she rips it out right away. That's her first thing. But
my parents, I had the first thing I did is my mom and dad went and bought me a freezer, okay? And then my mom made, an ungodly.
You signed an NHL contract. They bought you a freezer? Sounds like that works.
No, this was in the minors. I wasn't a big boy like these guys. I had to rough my way through the minors for the first couple years. So I bought myself a freezer. My mom made an unbelievable amount of food and put it in the freezer, and that's how I fed myself. I don't think I might
have to talk to my mom about that. That's smart.
Yeah.
She's got to invest in a freezer.
Yeah, we got a freezer at least, so
there
probably
you go.
Empty too.
Favorite road city? Yeah. When you like to hit the road? Can't say Minnesota.
Yeah, well, that would have been my number one. But I think, that whole West Coast trip is fun. Last year when we were down in Fort Lauderdale, we were staying on the beach. That was probably my favorite. I like going to the beach. Vegas was a blast. I think anywhere.
Rookie dinner last year?
Yeah.
What was your bill? You can say it. Mine was $4,900.
Yeah, I think they capped it at five, so it's five. Yeah, they capped it.
What?
$5? Well,
I made $350,000 my rookie year. I had to pay $4,900.
Yeah, we
I
were.
I made
$225,000
Canadian. I paid $4,000 American. This is just not
That's
right.
That's because back in the era when you played it, to steal your word, your teammates were savages.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
the old Louis tray that was still on the table, no one drank it. That's not good. Don't worry about that.
Hey, there's nothing like throwing up a $150 shot of liquor.
I drank so many of those because there's no way I'm letting that go.
Do anything to keep it down. Just
so how many guys did you pay for last year? Just the two of you?
It was me, Rass, and Tage. So three of us. Right.
Did that cover the whole bill or was
no.
it? No.
No, we used team fun a little bit. And then... Yeah, I think favorite road city, now they brought up rookie dinner, probably Vegas because it was there and rookie dinner was super fun. So,
well, you think that'll be a trend amongst
you guys not go out in Montreal? What are you talking about?
No. We're always in and out of there so quick. Vegas, we got there from Arizona and we had at least a day off and then another day before we
They
played,
still hold so. You up there in Canada on the tarmac and give you a hard time?
Oh, yeah. Golfer?
Yeah.
You ever golf out there?
Where at? Here?
In Vegas?
Oh, no, I've never been there to golf, but I heard it's just fabulous. I want to do that.
Why?
Carpet courses. Carpet. It is, no one plays it. It all looks like the course doesn't get played.
It's pretty dry out there.
No, not out there. I don't know what they do. I think it's turf.
Do you go, what?
I think it's turf. I don't think it's grass.
All right. It's like Kentucky blue turf. That's what they call it. Casey, thanks for your time, man. We're going to let you slide out of here off the side. We know you
good
have
luck this year.
Places to be, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
guys.
You got it. Thanks a lot, man. Casey Mittelstadt, kind enough to join us here on the Instigators. We're going to get ready to take a break here in just a minute and hopefully wait. Oh, big stretch and yawn from the kid. We're still on camera, eh? I mean, Just showed your belly button to 8 million people. All right, Casey Mittelstadt, still living with Rasmus Dahlin. That's pretty cool. I mean, I lived alone when I was in the NHL. I would have loved to have had a roommate. I look back on it. I was 23, so I'd had a roommate for 3 years. So when you're in the American League, you don't want to be paying rent by yourself. I didn't have a wife, didn't have kids. So... You know, I didn't live with anybody, so I lived by myself in the NHL, and I look back and I think it would have been fun to have someone to come home to or home with that, you know.
Yeah,
you like to hang out with.
There's no way I would have been able to live alone. There's absolutely no way. The first 2 years in the minors, I had roommates, and it was it was an absolute blast, We, you know, again, it's an experience. My first year, I had zero idea how to do laundry, okay? I had zero idea how to make anything but craft dinner and basically toast and peanut butter. I mean,
hold that thought. Toast and peanut butter. We're gonna go to break. No, because hopefully we're gonna get one more guest and see if he actually cares about your toast and peanut butter. All Instigators, right. WGR 550 and MSG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos.
All right, final segment from the atrium here at the KeyBank Center, where camp opens on the ice tomorrow. We were visited by Carter Hutton, Jake McCabe, Casey Mittelstadt. Enjoyed all three of them. All different personalities, but all great personalities. And
all different parts of their career, too.
It's actually interesting you say that. Yeah, you have the older guy, or the elder statesman, if you will, in Carter Hutton. Yep. And then you have the middle-aged guy at the tender age of 25, almost 26. And then you have Casey Mittelstadt, who's, what, 20?
21, I think. Yeah, turning 21.
Not afraid to show his belly button on the air.
Yep.
But anyway.
I'm excited about, seeing, the strides that Casey is going to make this year. He looks certainly like he's in great shape, certainly leaned out, but still looks big, and his legs are, he's got great big huge legs. He's got all the skill set, and he's had an opportunity in this first year to kind of figure out the league a little bit, figure out how to live away from the rink, figure out the road, the cities, the players that he's playing against. And that does take time for younger players, certainly when you're 20 years old.
He said he wasn't happy with last year, and I meant what I said to him. He had a good rookie year. You take a kid who was playing college the year before as a freshman and then high school the year before that, and he steps in the NHL and gets 30 points.
Yeah.
I don't think people have any idea how hard it is to get a point in the NHL, let alone 30 points in the NHL. And he picked up 30 in his rookie year. And, I think he himself, he has higher expectations that he has on himself. I think the team is now ready, Jason Botchel, management ready for him to take that next step. I think, kind of everybody looking
the
to
the next step. And you have to understand the next
step. Winning the second line center job. Winning.
Yeah,
because he's got some guys to compete
with. Making strides moving forward. He's still only, I don't even think he's turned 21 yet.
Tell you right now.
But he's a very young player. Allow him to continue to develop. He has got skill set. He has the hockey IQ that's off the chart. Allow this young player to start to feel more familiar. He's becoming more professional every day that he is at the rink and around these older players. And it's a matter of time before he breaks out.
25 points. Sorry, I said 30. 25. It's pretty good. 12 goals, 13 assists. I don't think I realized he had 12 goals. He had 12 goals. I saw, who else I saw? Walking through here, a guy we talked about bulking up this summer. You know who I'm talking about?
Tage Thompson.
Did you see the size of his legs? Huge.
I would love to talk to him. You know how much of a fan. I've talked about him for a long time. And, there's things that he had to do to continue to mature as a hockey player, to mature as a man. And it takes, when you're 6'5", it just takes longer for like a player like Tage to put on that mass. It's very different when you're looking at a 5'11", 6-foot guy. when you're 6'5" or 6'6", whatever he is, it takes time for him to put on that mask. But I'll tell you this, we saw him walk by when we were talking to Casey Mittelstadt. We saw Tage Thompson, and he certainly looks much thicker, much bigger than what we've ever seen before. So this is a guy I am really excited about, Tage Thompson. But again, he's a young guy. You need to allow him to mature and get better. And, you know, we want you know, these young guys to continue each and every year to push and get better as players.
Well, it's no secret. These players nowadays are way better athletes and in way better shape on first day of training camp than I think ever before.
No question.
And I think it shows. You look at guys, just their physiques, and they're all lean. You know, they're not, you know, over, it doesn't sound like there's any guy here over 10% body fat, which is absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, they all raise an eyebrow when you say 10%. It's almost like that's like way too high. That 10% is pretty darn good. You know, most of these guys, you hear most of these guys that are around, they're in between what, 6% and 9%.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. 3-minute bike test sounds like it's a lot harder than what it sounds like, you know, like
it's a grind test.
Like everyone used to say, the wind gate, it's 45 seconds max, 30 seconds to 45 seconds. And I don't think people really have a true understanding of the amount of exhaustion that goes into, you know, these fitness tests. I mean, you train all summer for what, like 4 minutes, but it's,
they're grind tests.
It's more than that.
They're tests that you do. There's nothing that you're going to do in the summer. There's nothing that you're going to do in your training that is going to be equal to what you're going to do here at camp, because now you're ramping it up to the highest of level, and you're pushing yourself way beyond what you've ever done in the summertime.
I remember this day every single year that I played in Buffalo, or at least was associated with the Sabres, a group of us, right after that last body fat pinch, we showered, we changed, and we couldn't wait to head right over to Chef's for a large spaghetti parm and just garlic bread with cheese. And, oh,
yeah,
that's why we missed the playoffs that year. No, it's totally different now. They have chefs. Mittelstadt said he, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinners. This is amazing.
This is a big deal. Like, I mean, this is a big business. This is a big, big business. And now they're taking care of these guys better than they ever have before. They want to make sure that they're putting the right food in their body to make sure that this machine works properly. And especially for a young guy, it's very beneficial.
So if you're listening and you're a hockey fan and you want to imagine what it's like being a young prospect at NHL training camp, tonight when you're going to bed, imagine laying your head down on the pillow and tomorrow morning you're entering your first NHL training camp, as a lot of these guys will, these young players. And it will be an eye-opening experience for a lot of them. Very nerve-wracking. We look forward to being here tomorrow back at the KeyBank Center for day one of camp. One Bills Live next. Riv, it's been a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.